The new admission guidelines would also emphasize an applicant's family income, their student experiences in high school, and what the university calls leadership qualities. Some lawmakers criticized the plan when it was made public earlier this year, saying it could exclude qualified students from the university system in favor of minority and low-income students whose grades and test scores are lower. But regents including Judith Crane said that good students would definitely have a place at the UW.
Students who are qualified to go to college, who have the have taken a good course load, who have done reasonably well, who show potential, that there is room in our system to educate all those students. And I just think that that's really a very important point to make.
Still, a Regents committee decided to hold off on voting in the plan until February. Regent Michael Spector said that would give them time to take more input and answer questions from lawmakers and the general public.
It's always worth trying, and I think it's very beneficial to the system on an issue as emotional as this to try to do so.
Among other changes, the new admission plan would no longer encourage students to take the ACT college entrance exam instead of the SAT. The plan would also de-emphasize an applicant's high school class rank. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.